and welcome to the Jim Baker Show, coming to you from the village of Morningside, USA, snuggled in the beautiful Ozark Mountains. Today, our special guest is Pastor Larry Huff. Our co-hosts today are Marcella Woodall, Mondo De La Vega, and I'm Tammy Sue Baker. And now, direct from Grace Street at Morningside, USA, give a warm welcome to our hosts, Pastor Jim and Lori Baker.
Thank you, Tammy Sue Baker. What a wonderful audience we have.
We do.
Of vim and vigor, aren't you?
Yes. That's an old term.
I've just been sitting here meditating on how to grow old in Jesus, you know.
Oh, boy. That's a whole program itself.
There's a set of rules when you get older, isn't it? I mean, life changes.
Yes.
And you just...
What are you talking about, Mondo? You don't know yet.
Listen, I'm watching from afar, and I'm getting ready. I'm getting prepared. What to do, what not to do, what to eat, what not to eat.
Yeah.
And I want to tell you something. It's amazing to watch up close how the body changes, right? And how you react to it.
Okay, Mondo, we can talk to you all day long, right, ladies?
Oh, my gosh. Oh, boy. I want to tell you something.
I think we're going to have a
I told Mondo after I'm gone, I want him to write a book.
What book is that?
My Final Days with Jim Baker.
Oh, boy. I got some chapters already.
The whole family could write it, you know. Because it's totally nuts to be Jim Baker. I sang my song the other day. You know, I have my theme song. I sing Old Man River, you know, and he keeps on rolling. He just keeps on rolling along, you know. And that's me. I just keep on rolling along in Old Man River. And I'm excited to be here because the show is what I'm called to do.
That's right.
Yes. I've been called to do this since I was like 20 years old. Yes. 19, actually, was when the prophets prophesied over me that I would go where no man had ever gone before, which is kind of interesting. But Mondo has watched me age, and he has helped me, you know, and I'm still standing.
There you go.
And I just want to live till I die, as I always said. You know,
I
don't want to die real long.
You know what I mean? The Lord hears your heart.
You know what I mean? I just want to go bam when I go. You know, I don't want to lay around and die. Is that all right?
Yeah.
Yes.
I just want to go to heaven to be with the Lord. That'll be okay.
Amen.
Am I in trouble now?
No, you're doing great. We're learning a lot about you. That will be one of my chapters in that book.
Yeah. It will be some book. The life with Jim in his old age.
No, listen, it's a privilege. And you ask me that question every morning, why do you do it? It's a privilege. It's an honor to serve you. Mm-hmm. It's an honor to have been your friend for 23 years. And what a great honor to be by your side throughout 23 years. I learn a lot. We talk a lot. We talk a lot more now than we did when we first met. Mm-hmm. But it's our language. We don't need to talk much. We know each other. But
we talk about the show. We talk about
the ministry.
What's going on in the world.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And you have been a student under me.
Absolutely.
Ever since like 23 years ago we came together.
Yes. And I'm still a student.
And you've been studying and you're doing an amazing job.
You love
the word.
I'm honored.
I love your TV show.
Thank you.
The Mondo Show.
And Mama Lori Marcella. These three that are on this set aren't just co-hosts. They're life hosts. They keep me going. And Tammy Sue, I love you, baby.
Aww.
Look, you see, and then little Lori's even in the audience for a few minutes here. She's so busy, but she knows I love that face. I just love to see her here. Mm-hmm. Encourages me.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah. My sister Donna, of course, is always my favorite.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yay. We love you, Donna.
Favorite ever since I was born.
Love
you know, I wanted to tell about my birth because yesterday on the show, who was our
Dr. Hakeem Collins.
He talked about
excellent.
even the devil will come against us at our birth.
Yeah, mm. sure.
And that's what he did about Jesus, you know. Mm-hmm. And I was premature birth. Donna remembers that because she was just a young girl, but she took care of me all my life. You had to stay away from me. They didn't dare breathe on me because I was so little. I could sleep in a shoebox, but my heel is a big scar. And someday I'm going to show you I'm going to get a picture taken of my foot, my heel, because I talk about it all the time. But my one heel is a scar tissue. The whole heel is a scar tissue from my incubator. They burnt me in the incubator when I was a little boy.
You have to remember, this is 1940, everybody. If you're watching and you're younger and you're like, what?
I told my doctor one time when he was looking at that scar, and I said, well, I think they used light bulbs back then, you know, for the incubator. But my foot, it must have been horrible because the scar is huge and it's still there. But, you know, the Bible says, God says, I'm going to put Satan under your feet.
Amen. That's right. Yes. Amen. Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
And the devil tried to kill me when I was born and all. Forgive me for talking about myself today, but my friends are here, and I am so glad to have Larry Huck back with us. I wasn't here the last time he was here.
So good. Love Larry and Tiz.
And Pastor Larry Huck is the founder and senior pastor of New Beginnings Church in Bedford, Texas. He and his wife, Tiz, co-host the weekly TV broadcast, Larry and Tiz Huck, seen on the PTL network, The Voice of the Prophet.
Yes, amazing teaching.
Larry is a recognized authority on the Hebrew roots of the Christian faith and serves on the board of the Israel Allies Foundation. Amen. Pastor Larry and Tiz have 3 adult children, 4 grandchildren. So I want you to welcome back to our show today, Pastor Larry Huck.
Good to be here with you, Jim. It is so great to see you doing so well. A man of God, touched by the hand of God. You weren't here the last time we were all together, and it is so wonderful to see you back doing what God has called you to do. And you have a lot of more years, my friend, a lot more years to do what God's called you to do.
Praise God.
When you were here in July, I guess it was, Lori.
Right.
Yeah. You gave a word from the Lord for me.
You did.
Yeah.
For Lori and for our partners. Could I roll that piece right now from our last show? So I want you to hear Pastor Larry Huck.
This is a time of miracles as the world has never seen before. God gave me a word for Lori, for you and Jim, and especially Jim, that not only is God going to heal him, but this is the word of the Lord, that Jim, your best is yet to come, that God is going to use you in ways. I mean, everyone knows that Jim has always been one of the great leaders in Christianity. But here's the word that God gave me this morning, that there is on Jim and Lori, on you guys and on your program and all your partners, there is a new anointing, a fresh anointing coming on Jim. It's going to be an anointing that is going to bring revelation. God is going to speak to Jim. God is going to give him revelation that will touch and change the church and the world. But God is going to touch him with an anointing of souls being saved. It's like an anointing from his youth of this, wherever he goes, whatever he says, souls and lives are going to be turned to the kingdom of God and to our Lord Jesus Christ. And so what Satan has meant for evil, God is about to use for good, that Jim's best, his best, is yet to come. It's going to be amazing. And the ministry from your program and from your teaching is going to shake the world in ways that you've never seen before. It's going to be amazing.
Thank you for that word, Lord.
Thank you for...
You know...
I'd never heard the word before, to be honest with you, because I was in bed. Mm-hmm. I was gone. I was... The doctor said I had a 50% chance to live, and I lived and didn't die.
That's right.
And that Pastor word Larry, is powerful to
yes,
me.
Absolutely. And when he gave that word, I know the three of us were, we were so encouraged, first of all. We were blown away. We were thanking the Lord because we really weren't sure, Mondo, Monticello, and myself, exactly what the next day would look like and what the next day after that would look
and
like.
And in that time when you're prophesying, Nena, we were... You were working on, with Mondo and the whole team, the new network.
That's right. It was actually that very month of July is when we launched the Voice of the Prophets, the PTL television network.
And while I was in my deathbed, it seemed like, I was, and Marcella was there, and we put it together, and it's on the air, and I can't thank Andrew enough.
Yes, amen.
Absolutely.
For what he's our in charge of our editing and all, but
he oversees the network.
Yeah,
putting
the
everything
network,
in place.
Television.
Right,
yes.
That's right.
But he took that network then, and with our team, and I should introduce all the team, but I don't have time today. But they put together the Voice of the Prophets Network, and it's on the air in New York City. It's on the air in Los Angeles. It's on the air in, like, Boston and every city practically in America. Yes. And it goes all over. It's huge. When you were prophesying, Larry, the word of the Lord came to you while you were praying.
That's right. That's what he said.
Is that an unusual experience, or do you often receive prophetic words during prayer? Because this was so right on.
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be old and, you know, over. You're supposed to retire at 65, right? Isn't that what everybody tells you? Nah. That's just the time God starts using you.
That's right. Amen.
Moses was 80, I think, when he got started. So come on, let's go.
Amen.
There's a lot to say about wisdom as you age.
Tell us about receiving a word from God and how you do it and if it's during prayer or you were so right on. Why did you go on the air and speak about me, who's... They said was dying at the time, but that's
right.
We don't have to listen to that. But
you
spoke out boldly without being afraid.
Well, you know, Jim and Lori, I believe that when the Bible says that we're made in the image of God, one of those things are that our words have creative power. And when God tells us something, I feel we need to have that spirit of boldness, no matter what it looks like in the natural, that we're to have that spirit of boldness to speak those words out. Because the reason why God speaks to us, the reason why he gives us the power of the Holy Spirit that will lead us and guide us and show us things to come, is because we are to be his voice while we're here on earth. And I knew the situation that you were in. I understood what the doctors were saying, but I also knew that when I was talking to Lori, the word of the Lord came to me and said, now's the time to share what I've showed you about the future. And so I believe it's not just being someone who's being positive, but when we speak words, whether they're negative or they're positive, that's why the Bible says that we're to put a guard on our mouth. When we speak words, we are speaking things into existence. We are calling those things which are not as though they were. And I understand, you know, we went through The last 3 years of hearing some really negative things about my grandson Lion with leukemia, and of course you know about Tiz with ovarian cancer, and we know what the doctors were saying. We know what the logical response is, but we know that when God says something, that if we'll take that by faith and speak those words out, we are speaking creative things into existence. And so when God showed me, I didn't even feel like I needed to hesitate. I had heard what the doctors have been saying. I knew, Jim, what battles you were facing and the possibilities of this and that. But I know what God showed me. And the way that works with me is when I'm praying, or if I'm, it especially works if I'm looking at someone or I'm touching that someone, that I can be preaching, I can be teaching, we can be talking, but then God speaks to me and gives me a word. And a lot of times, as you know, those words don't match what is logical. This morning, I'll give you an example. This morning when I was praying over being on the program with you guys, God gave me another word for you. And I didn't understand the area of your brain that stroke had tried to affect. And when I came into my office here and we were setting up, I told our people, I said, God gave me another word for Jim. And they said, would you understand how the enemy had tried to attack him? And here's the word that God gave me for you. And Jim, it's not just for you, but this is for Lori also, that what Satan's meant for evil, God is going to use it for good. I know the enemy in that stroke tried to attack your mind, your brain. And here's the word of the Lord gave me for you today. And Lori, this is for you also, that there is a new sensitivity to the voice of God that God is going to give you guys. You guys have always been in tune. Jim, how many years when I first got saved, I would listen to your teaching and follow what you had to say. But Satan tried to attack your thinking. And God has said, what Satan's meant for evil, I am going to reverse that and use it for good. And on both of you, there is coming now a new sensitivity to hearing the voice of God, to being able to know immediately where God is leading, what God is saying. It's a discernment that you will know this is the voice of God that we're hearing, not just for your lives, for your personal lives, for your family, but also for your ministry. That God, there's going to be a fresh outpouring on both of you, on all four of you, but on both of you, of the anointing of the Holy Spirit. And I believe in all my heart that the God is getting ready to do something in the entire church, a new, fresh anointing of the Holy Spirit. We need that Holy Spirit back in the churches, back in the ministry, and you guys as leaders are going to have a fresh anointing where the voice of God and the mind of God will lead you and guide you and teach you and show you things. It's going to be amazing how clear, you guys, the voice of God is going to be to you. And so I release that on you right now in the name of Jesus, on both of you, that the voice of God will be so clear to you that it will amaze you. There'll be no confusion. There'll be no second guessing. There'll be the direct hearing of God's voice like you've never heard it before. What Satan's meant for evil, my friends, God is going to use this for good. God is going to use you guys again in ways that you've never even dreamed of. There'll be times both of you won't be able to sleep. There'll be times that you won't be able to sit down. Jim, there's a new energy going to come on you that's going to come because you're going to be feeling that presence of God, that direction of God, that voice of God, and you're not going to be slowing down. I'm sorry to say, my friend, you're going to be speeding up because God's voice will be so clear to both of you. You know, one of the things that we see with Tiz and I is when I'm thinking something, she's thinking something. I know you guys are the same way. When you're thinking something, Lori's thinking something, Lori. This is confirmation, but that's going to excel. That's going to become greater. There's going to be more sensitivity. And I think your guys' example and what God is wanting to do in leadership of the church, I believe in all my heart, guys, I know we must have a fresh move of the Holy Spirit. And that fresh move of the Holy Spirit has to start with God's leaders, and you're going to see this in your lives as never before. A clear, distinct hearing and understanding of the voice of God as you've never heard before. It's going to be absolutely energizing. And I keep getting that word in my spirit. It's going to energize you.
Yes.
It's going to energize you.
Yes.
Praise God. Thank you.
I pray every day for energy.
Yes.
Wow.
I pray that is a word for God, from God for me right now.
Yeah.
And you were talking about my brain.
Yeah.
And you know, the part of the brain where the stroke hit, what happened is my brain, when I had the stroke, I couldn't talk anymore. Mm-hmm. I garbled whatever I would say, blah, 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 blah. That's all that would come out. Mm-hmm. I would think about it. I could still think, but it was
the communication
part
of our brain.
And mm-hmm. So what Larry's saying is so right on.
It really is.
It's so overwhelming to me. Mm-hmm. And Larry, I wanted to ask you, you know, your lovely wife Tiz is,
we love Tiz.
God has touched her so much. Mm-hmm. And I hope to have her on the show the next mm-hmm. time you come back, because I just like to have her on too.
She's amazing.
Because the women,
I look up to her. I love her. I love, love, love your wife so much.
Where did you first meet her?
You know what happened, Larry? This is so fascinating. But when President Trump was elected, we were at the inaugural ball.
Yeah.
And you guys were there, but I didn't really see it. So I all of a sudden I felt this sweet little tap on my shoulder, and I turned around, and it was your beautiful, amazing wife, Tiz. And she said, "Hi, Lori, I'm Tiz. I just wanted to meet you." And I'm like, "I know who you are. I watch you all the time." And it was just a moment we had together, and it meant so much to me that she came up to me and said hello and introduced herself. But it was just, I just love her so much. And how is she doing?
Doing wonderful. She sends her love. She talks about, Lori, that moment a lot. We talk about meeting you guys. And, you know, in ancient Hebrew language, there's no word for coincidence. And so when she talks about meeting you guys, and of course we saw Jim there, we knew it wasn't a coincidence that who knew what was going to happen. But down the line, we would be doing things together. We talk about that a lot. And so she sends her love. As a matter of fact, today, for the first time, she is out having lunch with all my daughters. And this is the first time that she's been out in public because of her cancer treatments and then because of COVID and all of those things making her have to be very, very careful. She is totally cancer free. You know, for the folks that are watching that don't know, about 2 years ago, we sat in the office and they gave Tiz 3 months to live. And not only 3 months to live, Lori, as we talked about last time, and Jim, but they said that she has this certain gene that would pass the cancer on to not only our daughters, but our sons and our grandsons and our granddaughters. But and we thank God we have wonderful doctors, wonderful nurses, everybody involved. But we would always say, I know what the statistics say, but we are not a statistic. We are a child of the living God. And about 3 weeks later, Lori, as I told you, we came back in and the doctor says, we can't explain this. We don't understand. but you don't have the BRCA gene. Well, let me back up. We went in and they said the nurse came in and she before the doctor came in, she whispered, she goes, only he could have done this. And we said, what? She said, there's no sign of the BRCA gene. Well, then the doctor came in, the surgeon came in and said, did she tell you? And we said, well, yeah. And he goes, well, it's got to be there. There's no other reason for you to have this kind of cancer. They took out 7 of her organs and 8-hour surgery and said, it's got to be there. It's got to be there. So we're going to go deeper into checking and testing. And, you know, you have to wait those 3 and 4 weeks. And we came back and he said, we can't explain it, but there is no BRCA gene, which to Tiz was the greatest news, because that means it doesn't pass to our children and our grandchildren. But to us, because she didn't have that gene, the treatment could possibly work. And of course, you know that it has. She's cancer-free. That's her with her real hair, not a wig anymore. And she's back. She actually taught in the church on Mother's Day for the first time in 2 years. What Satan meant for evil, once again, God uses it for good. I can say, you know, we went through this with my grandson at 7 months old. They had never seen a child with his kind of leukemia survive, not once. And they came back also and said, we checked this 15 or 20 times. Jim, I don't know if you know this, but this is one of the reasons why I felt like I could pray for you, that God would do a miracle that would confound the doctors and confound the world. They came back with my grandson. They had never seen this kind of leukemia cured. And they came back and said, listen, we checked this 15 or 20 times. We called the heads of children's cancer around the world. There is nowhere in the world, nowhere in the world, any medical history that a child his age would have this positive gene. So it took him from no chance to survive, they'll never say zero, to 95% chance of survival. That's been 3 years. He's cancer-free. He just got his big release about 2 weeks ago. And, you know, during this time, I had a friend, Jim and Lori, that's a very, very a brilliant guy. He's a very strong believer. He's a Jewish believer, lives in Jerusalem. And he called me and he said, you know, you've gone through this with Lion, and here's a word for you guys. You've gone through this with Lion. That's my grandson's name. You've gone through this with Tiz. He said, everybody in the world needs to receive Jesus as their Savior. But he said, sometimes, and receive this word. I'm feeling the Spirit of God right now. You guys receive this word that he gave us. He said, sometimes God allows you to walk through the valley of the shadow of death, so that when you get on the other side, it's not just about the miracle that God gave you. It's about looking back through that valley. And when others are having to go through that valley, you can reach out to them and say, listen, my God is no respecter of persons. In Hebrew, it says it this way, Jim and Lori, it says, whenever you see or hear of a miracle in someone else's life, it means you're next. And so I can say to you, I can say to all of your partners right now, as you guys can say to all of your partners right now, our God is in the business of doing miracles right now that no one has ever seen before. And nobody wants to go through what we went through with cancer. Nobody wants to go through, Jim and Lori, what you guys went through with the stroke. But what Satan's meant for evil, God will use it for good. And we can say to the world, because I know I keep saying this, I feel so strong that the church must reach out and say, God, send the Holy Spirit again, because the latter rain will be greater than the former. And it's not just because something that we read that was written 2,000 years ago or 3,000 years ago, We are all living that right now. And we can say to the entire world, it doesn't matter what you're going through, God will do something for you that no one has ever seen before. And I believe this is a birthing. The miracles that we've received, the miracles that you've received, it is a birthing that we can speak to the world and say, get ready. God is right now wanting to open up the windows of heaven and pour out signs and wonders and miracles. It's not a coincidence that we've just last Sunday, I shouldn't date it. I understand that for a program, but we just celebrated Pentecost. We've just celebrated in Hebrew Shavuot. And that's the time that God releases two major blessings. Number one, he releases the blessing of the power of signs and wonders and miracles. And what does God say? He said, I will confirm my word. I will confirm the word that we're teaching, that Jim and Lori, you guys are teaching. I will confirm that. How? With signs and wonders and miracles. And then the second blessing goes right along with that, that God right now opens the window of heaven and releases the blessing of financial power, that we have power. When Israel left Egypt, they left because of the miracles of God, the signs and the wonders. But as they were leaving, they left with the silver and the gold. We are right now, and I want to encourage everyone, look at the miracle. Look at Jim sitting there right now. Look at Jim sitting there right now. And the last time we were on, what did they say? 50% chance that you would even live. And look at you right now. No chance for lying. No chance for tears. God is speaking. And let everyone that have ears to hear and eyes to see, our God is getting ready to show the world that he is the God of signs and wonders and miracles. And I believe, Jim and Lori, it is time for us to welcome back in the Holy Spirit of God right now. No, to confirm the word of Christ with signs and wonders and miracles. And we are proof that he will do that right now. Not someday, but right now.
Man.
Amen. Praise God.
Oh, I believe this is a day for you.
Lord. Yes,
some of you
Father.
Had bad news from a doctor.
Yes.
That's what doctors do. They give good news, but they give a lot of bad news. You know what I mean? They just say, well, it looks like this or it looks like that, you know. And I've had so much negative news, not meant to be, but, you know, it's just, you know, when you're melancholy like me, you know, and they tell you you're going to die, you say, oh, well, I'll die, you know. But you don't have to die.
That's right.
You see, you live and not die. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
And Tiz, I should say, I don't know, where did that name Tiz come from anyway? Is that a nickname or is that her real name?
No, her real name is Elizabeth. Nobody knows where Tiz came from. She's been called Tiz since she was a little girl. And I think just because she's so special and unique, God had to give her a special and unique nickname. But Jim, the miracles that God is wanting to do, please, everybody. You know, Jesus said, they have eyes, but they don't see. They have ears, but they don't hear. But blessed are those who have eyes to see and ears to hear. And that word blessed there, if you translate that blessed in Hebrew right there, it means anointed from heaven. And so when you look at, you know, none of us want to go through what we all went through the last couple of years. Nobody wants to do that. But God will use us as a sign to the world. Jim, they didn't give you any chance. They gave Lion no chance. They gave Tiz no chance. But our God is still the God that brings gold coins out of fishes' mouths. Our God is still the God that raises the dead. Our God is still the God that opens blind eyes. Our God is still the God that heals the leper. Our God is still the God who is Almighty God. And I just want to encourage everybody, and I feel this so strong. I'm teaching a series in our church here in the Dallas area right now on the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Listen, I walked in, Jim, I know you know this. We've talked about this years ago. I walked into church 40-something years ago, a drug addict, putting a needle in my arm 10, 12 times a day. I had 7 federal warrants out for my arrest. I had been selling, I had a ranch in Columbia, South America. I had been selling narcotics, cocaine to an undercover agent for 1.5 years. I found out they were going to arrest me. And I tell people I ran from the long arm of the law to the strong arms of the Lord. But I walked into a church with hair down the ear and earrings and tattoos all over my body. And I walked in and for the first time, I heard about Jesus. And I came to that altar and gave my life to the Lord. And it's a whole nother story. I don't even remember getting up out of my seat. God lifted me up and brought me to that altar. I looked so bad with needle marks up and down my arms and bags in my eyes. I was a drug addict. I was doing cocaine and heroin together. Nobody in that church prayed for me. Nobody came up and laid hands on me. They looked at me, and that became my church and my family and my friends, and I love them. But they said, he'll never make it, because they looked on the outside. God looks on the inside. Man looks on the outside. God looks on the inside. But here's what I want to share, is that I got saved. I asked Jesus into my heart. I didn't even know what that meant, but I was still a drug addict. But about 3 weeks later, my friends brought me back to church, and there was an evangelist there, and he was laying hands on people. I've never seen this before. I didn't understand it. I thought it was the craziest thing I've ever seen. And he laid hands on me, and he said, you want everything that God has to offer. And I looked at him. You got to realize I was a hippie. I was a drug addict, a drug dealer. And I looked at him and I said, yeah, if it comes from God, not you. And he just smiled and he laid hands on me. I never seen anybody be slain in the spirit. I didn't know what any of this meant. My pastor was standing behind me. I shot Jim and Lori. I shot 6 rows in the air. I'm not exaggerating. Through the air. Nobody caught me. And all of a sudden I realized he's straddling me. And I'm speaking in tongues, and I didn't want to speak in tongues. I didn't even know what this was. And he straddled me, and he said, God, don't let him up until he knows that the Holy Spirit comes from you. Listen to me. Jesus saves, but he said, I've got to go. I have to go. They said, Lord, don't go. And he said, no, I've got to go. As long as I am here, I am with you. But I will send one who is identical to me, and he won't just be with you, he will be in you. When I got up the next day, I was going to do drugs like I've done drugs every day for the last 8-10 years, and I started to do those drugs, and I said, you know what? I don't want to do this anymore. It was Jesus who saved me, but it's the power of the Holy Ghost that released me and set me free. The world used to say, once a junkie, always a junkie. But the word says, who the Son sets free shall be free indeed. The Holy Ghost, the power of the Holy Ghost, the blood of Jesus, Jim healed you. The blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost healed Lion. The blood of Jesus and the power of the Holy Ghost healed Tiz. We need a refreshing of the Holy Spirit back in our lives, because I read the end of the book. We're not going home with a moan. We're going out with a shout, signs, wonders, and miracles. God confirming that Jesus is Lord with signs and wonders, and it's happening right now.
Man.
Wow, you know, it's so powerful because when Pastor Larry started talking about the baptism of the Holy Spirit, this has been on me for the past several weeks about now is the time where people need to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. Like you, Pastor Larry, your testimony is amazing. You can never get tired of telling it. because it shows the power of the Holy Spirit, of course, Jesus. And I'm sitting here thinking of my testimony and the drugs and the crazy lifestyle for all those years. But I told you this the other day, honey. I said to Jim, I go, it's a power of the Holy Spirit that transformed me, that changed me. Amen. I said exactly what you said. I said, Jesus saved me. He died on the cross to save me from my sins, eternal life. But it's the power of the Holy Spirit. And that's what people are lacking right now.
An impossible case. I'm sorry to tell you that. But without God's Holy Spirit, you wouldn't have been delivered from the doctors even told you that it's a wonder you weren't crazy and, you know, your brain wiped out from all the drugs you were taking. Mm-hmm. It takes the power of the Holy Spirit. How long ago did you receive the Holy Spirit, Larry?
Well, I've been a Christian, I think, now for 43 years, something like that, 42 years. And it was about 3-4 weeks after I asked the Lord into my life that some friends of mine convinced me to come back to church. And, you know, Jim and Lori, I know your testimony. I looked at the people in the church and I didn't feel like I would fit in. I didn't feel like this is a place for me. And they finally got me to come back in the church. And this evangelist, he's gone on to be with the Lord now. This evangelist was preaching and he called these two ladies out. I've never heard of anything like this. I've never been in church. Well, I was in church a couple times, but that's when I was a teenager and I was breaking into the church to steal something. And so I had never seen any of this. And he called these ladies out, told them about a sickness. He laid hands on them and they fell down. And I hope people understand this. I hated it. I said, this is so weird. But even though it was so weird to me, I could not deny the power of God that I was feeling. The presence of God. That's the reason for the Holy Spirit. And so everybody's praising God. They're lifting their hands. I never even seen this before. And I thought, this is so weird. But I couldn't deny the presence of God. And that's what we need. We need the presence of God strong back into our lives in our church. And so while everybody's praising God, I did one of these. I lifted my hands. I looked around to make sure nobody was looking. And I said, God, if this is you, let me know. And all of a sudden, I feel somebody grab my fingers. And it's the evangelist. Now, you got a picture. I had long hair, earrings. I had no shirt on. I had a poncho. I didn't have shoes on and tattoos. And he said, God wants to speak to you. And I'm going, what in the world? And he said, you just were talking to God. And I thought, well, that's pretty good. But maybe he saw my lips moving. And he said, you said, God, if this is you, if this is real, let me know. And he said, you want everything that God has to offer, don't you? And I did. Because when I got saved, guys, in an old Johnny Cash movie called The Gospel Road. I don't know if you've ever seen it. And it shows Johnny Cash is narrating and singing the story of Jesus. And here I am, a college graduate, and I didn't know who Jesus was. And in the movie, it shows Jesus, of course, dying on Calvary. But then it showed him dying on the corner of the streets of New York. And then it showed him dying on the cross on the streets of Los Angeles. And somehow in that, I knew that even though I'm from the streets, not from the church, that Jesus died for me. And so I asked him into my heart, and I didn't even know how to pray. I went, we do an altar call, and nobody came and got me. I don't remember getting up out of my seat before God. I don't remember getting up out of my seat, coming to the altar. It was a church, about 50 people. And I said, there's no way I'm going to embarrass myself this way. And all of a sudden, I'm at the altar praying. To this day, I don't know how I got there except the Holy Spirit. And let me give a word to people that are watching. You may have sons and daughters or grandsons and granddaughters that you think, how in the world, God, can we reach them? How can you reach them? God can draw them in just like he did me. I'm running from 7 warrants out for my arrest. and I run right into the arms of Jesus. God, if you'll believe, God will reach out. I can tell you, God will reach out and save your children, save your grandchildren. And so I'm down at the altar, and I don't know what to do. I don't even know what I'm supposed to be doing down here. And none of the church all walked around me. They're looking at me and going, well, he'll never make it. Well, I'm not in heaven yet, but I'm doing okay. I'm doing all right. And I just said, God, if you're real, be real to me. And all of a sudden it felt, and I am not exaggerating, it felt like 1,000,000 pounds lifted off my shoulders. And I didn't even know what's happening. And I just started crying and crying. And now I'm from the streets. I'm from the gangs. I'm not a kind of guy that's going to cry in front of a little white church. And all of a sudden, the pastor came up, who became one of my best friends. He came up and he said, son, God really touched you, didn't he? And I wasn't trusting people. And I pushed his hand away. And I said, well, somebody did. But here's the thing, is that we went back to our seat. And nobody said anything to us. Myself and this one girl that got saved and became a pastor's wife. And nobody said anything, but the Holy Spirit kept drawing us. The Holy Spirit kept drawing us. So I go, all right, I'll go back one more time. And that one more time, God touched me with the power of the Holy Spirit, and I have never been the same again. We have to have the power of that Spirit moving on our lives. And I believe it's getting ready to happen, Jim and Lori, right now. And he will convert. You know what? When the world starts seeing babies healed of cancer and ladies healed of ovarian cancer and men being healed of strokes, they won't care what religion or denomination we are. They're going to want to know, how is it that miracle took place? And we can tell them that Jesus Christ is the King and the Lord over every sickness, over every disease. We can get our churches back. We can get our nation back. We can get the world back, because when the power of God begins to fall, people can say, well, I don't believe the Bible. You may not believe the Bible, but you've got to believe the miracle that God gave Jim Baker, God gave Tiz Huck, God gave Lion Huck, and our God is not a God that's a respecter of any persons. We need to tell the world, God is a God of love, compassion, and our God is a miracle-working God. We're heading in to the greatest time of the history of the church. And God is using our testimony. You think about what the Lord said in Revelations. They overcame the devil, the enemy, by what? The blood of the Lamb. 7 places Jesus shed his blood. And the word of their testimony. Listen, I don't have to convince people that you need to go receive Jesus or you're going to burn forever. I can tell people, you have a need? Let me tell you about Lion. Let me tell you about Tiz. Let me tell you about Jim Baker. That's the God. People aren't afraid of God. People need to fall back in love with God, because we serve an awesome, mighty, mighty God. And our testimonies are proof that he has rose again and is alive still today, guys.
Almost praise gone for God. This show.
Wow. I can't. This has been amazing.
Larry's going to be back with us tomorrow on the broadcast.
Yes.
We got so much more. How old are you?
I'm 70.
Woo!
You're kidding.
You don't look it. I can tell you that.
He's the 70 bunch. It's the 70 plus that are going to take over the world. I'll tell you what, God is going to use the silver hair. You have nice hair, but mine's turned all white. But anyhow, it's the hoary head, the Bible calls it. So honor that hoary head. But I can't believe, I'm not going to ask you how old Tiz is, because you don't do that. But Tiz, look at her picture. Mm-hmm. She so looks beautiful. 20 years old.
Mm-hmm. I love her.
And she's married to a 70-year-old man.
Oh, boy. Oh.
You know, Jim, I believe when you look at pictures of Tiz and you look at pictures of Lori, they must have some kind of hidden sin, because God is making them pay the price by marrying guys like you and I. But we're doing okay. We're doing all right.
She is beautiful, and she is healed by the power of God.
Yes,
and,
amen. We are so
this story today, what God has been speaking to me all the time you're speaking is, everyone watching today that is, you have a, you know, maybe a wall you've come up against of a doctor's report or just fear in your life, it's time to be healed.
Yes.
It's time
you,
to receive your healing.
Yes,
it's time that God's, you know, I've been through the valley of the shadow of death. And what he's talking about, their family, the whole family almost, it seemed like they faced the valley of the shadow of the death. The doctors gave death reports that you're going to die. God says, no, you're going to live.
Amen.
And that's what I'm believing, God, for everyone watching this program today.
Yes.
You're going to live and not die.
Right.
In the name of Jesus, Father.
And I want your prayers, too, because I fight the warfare every day. And then I get to come back on the show, and I'm getting louder and louder every day. You know, and... And I'm so thrilled to have Larry Huck here with us today. Mm-hmm. He and his wife, you have a weekly show, and you're on our PTL, Voice of the Prophet Network.
Yes.
It's called Larry and Tiz. I want to show you what we call the trailer of the show. Yeah. The network, the Voice of the Prophets, is seen all over the country.
Right.
Amen.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
audience size is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe it myself hardly. I believe only because I believe in God. You know, I couldn't do what I'm doing without God, you know.
God.
And so your program is amazing, Larry, and I'm hoping that everyone will watch.
They can go to ptlnetwork.com. They get a channel listing for their area, Select TV, Verizon Fios, FreeCast. You know, they can watch it there. It is something that you want to understand because he gives you deep teaching on what we're about to encounter on the second hour.
Yes.
But they can also watch it on Roku, Apple TV, and of course, on our brand new app on your cell phone. Download that PTL network on your cell
the
phone and
network.
You can watch it. The whole network, 24 hours a day on demand.
Oh, I love that app. I'm a button pusher. I can do that.
That's right.
Just tune in and I press that app. Wow, there we are in living color. Wherever I go, I carry the PTL network with me right
and
here
on
my phone.
And it's a free app.
Yes.
In living color.
Yes, sir.
I remember when we were black and white, so just bear with me.
Okay, honey. All right.
<Really old. laughs> But we've got to get this offer out because we are running behind financially this week, and we just want to get caught up.
Yeah.
And we have the Feast of the Bible, Passover. We have the Feast of the Lord, the key to opening the windows of heaven with Larry Hutch. We have the calendar that he talks about.
Yes, today we have a special offering for you. This is the Feast of the Lord offer for a $35 love gift to the ministry. In this offer, you're going to receive one of the Feast of the Lord 2-CD set, which includes 4 messages by Pastor Larry Huck, along with the Feast of the Bible booklet. The Feast of the Bible booklet is a great study tool that helps you go through the Jewish feasts and holidays, along with the appointed times on God's calendar. In this offer, we're also going to include the Biblical Prophecy 2021 through 2022 Jewish calendar will be included in this offer. Let the Shemitah begin and the Jubilee follow. So all 3 items for a donation of $35 to the ministry. That includes the shipping and handling as well.
And that's what I love about Pastor Larry's and Tiz's show is that they teach us so much. I hate to call it a show, but a broadcast program. Yes. You teach us so much about Israel, Amen. About the Holy Land, about the times we're living in, and it's so excellent.
I want everyone today that would sow a seed mm-hmm. into our SOS and mm-hmm. Save Our Station.
Right. Yes.
And we just need an offering today. Mm-hmm. And if you could do an offering.
Yes.
And I was just thinking, if everybody gave $100 that's watching that could, that mm-hmm. has it to do, mm-hmm. we'll get caught up. And if we stay, then we just stay caught up.
Right.
You know, it's a daily walk.
That's right.
It's a daily giving. And if you'll give that a special $100 gift today mm-hmm. and send your prayer request with
us. Yes, please.
Let's believe, God, that this is the day you're sowing a seed into this offering, mm-hmm. into this ministry, mm-hmm. and that God is going to anoint it, Amen. And God's going to bless you. And just put your prayer request there, because we have prayer pastor David sitting right mm-hmm. here, the pastor of the chapels,
yes,
and they'll be
Amen.
Praying for you every day.
We have
the chapel here,
team.
And we have the chapel on the top of the
yes.
mountain. And so help us stay on the air. And we've got our special that won't run much longer because we're going to be running out of our Restoration Bible, the most wonderful Bible we've ever put together, the Restoration Bible with mm-hmm. pictures mm-hmm. of Morningside inside of it. Mm-hmm. And you get the
it's
Bible.
Large, and it's large print, which is amazing. I love it. This is I always call it my set Bible. I love this Bible so much. I mark it up. I underline it. I highlight it. Can't get enough of it.
So
it's the Restoration Bible, along with two sets, Jim, of your Revelation teaching, your Revelation Revealed. That's an incredible offer.
For $150.
And, yes.
Mm-hmm. And so you're getting the second teaching from mm-hmm. my 30 hours,
that's
of
right.
Revelation.
Mm-hmm.
You're getting the second one for half price, for $50, and then you're getting free the bonus PTL Bible,
yes.
the $100 Bible.
Yes.
That's what it'd be worth.
That's right.
At full retail price. And it's a giant print, red letter.
Mm-hmm.
It has all the stuff you want to study mm-hmm. in this wonderful book.
Mm-hmm.
So order it right now for
right.
$150.
Yes.
And say, I want to sow my seed mm-hmm. into this ministry today mm-hmm. and help us to stay on the air. And right now, order the Larry Hutch package to Feast of the Lord offer.
That's right.
Offer.
So call us right now at 1-888-988-1588 or go to the website jimbakershow.com.
Our time is absolutely gone today. Larry Huck will be back with us on tomorrow's broadcast.
Yes.
So don't miss 1 minute this powerful ministry.
So good.
God loves you. He really does. Bye-bye for today.
Bye-bye. We love you. Thank you, Pastor Larry.
Thank you for watching today's program. We need your support now more than ever. Call us today, 1-888-988-1588. You can also write to The Jim Baker Show at P.O. Box 7330, Branson, Missouri, 65615. Or you can make your donation and order of other products online at our website, jimbakershow.com. That number again is 1-888-988-1588. Thank you for your continued prayers and financial support. It's because of partners like you that we can continue to broadcast the gospel of Jesus Christ around the world.